This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Evacuations have been lifted for the 24 fire in southern Colorado. The fire has burned more than 7,000 acres on Fort Carson land. Officials say firefighters did controlled burns over the weekend to prevent it from crossing State Highway 115. A town hall will be held for the residents impacted by the 24 fire's response tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the Penrose Elementary School's gymnasium. A bill to help economically distressed communities bring manufacturing jobs is set to pass the House of Representatives this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
When Jeff Hurd introduced the Made in America Jobs Act earlier this year, he said it's about flipping the model and giving local communities the tools they need to compete for manufacturing jobs. The bill makes economic development grants available to projects that bring manufacturing jobs to rural and mid-sized communities and help local leaders get sites ready or improve infrastructure to attract companies that relocate there. The bill is on the suspension calendar, which indicates strong bipartisan support for the measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Mesa University women's basketball team is one win away from its first ever trip to the NCAA Division II Final Four. The Mavericks upset top-seeded Seed Texas Women's University last week to reach the Elite Eight. Senior forward Olivia Reed-Tyne led the team with 23 points and 14 rebounds in that game. Colorado Mesa plays Minnesota Duluth tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Tip-off time is at 10 a.m. More hot weather is on the way for Colorado. In Denver, it'll be 83 degrees tomorrow, 89 by Wednesday. In Vail, 65 tomorrow, 70 on Wednesday. This is CPR News.